Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with an update on the horrific limousine crash in Schoharie that killed 20 people.
Well, following the tragic limousine crash in Schoharie, state lawmakers and others are renewing the debate on how to make travel in the vehicles that carry large numbers of passengers more safe. Our story today by Steve Hughes looks at the aftermath of another fatal limousine crash, this one back in 2015 in Long Island, in which four people were killed after the modified Lincoln Town Car was struck while attempting to make a U-turn. 2 months later, a Suffolk County District Attorney's Office convened a special grand jury to examine the circumstances around that crash. A year later, it released a 156-page report that included 10 pages of conclusions and recommendations. But many of those, including a call for the governor to convene a task force on stretch limousine regulations, was never enacted. At least two of the recommendations could have affected the modified 2001 Ford Excursion that crashed in Schoharie County on October 6th, killing 20 people. The Long Island grand jury heard from dozens of experts and witnesses and watched a reenactment of the crash. One specific grand jury recommendation that might have saved lives in Schoharie was a call requiring all passengers traveling in stretch limousines to wear seat belts. Governor Cuomo has proposed increased regulations for seatbelt usage in his last two budgets, but the state legislature did not approve them. A spokesman for the governor said it appears that in the Schoharie case, the owner had broken the law, noting that one of the operators was already charged with criminally negligent homicide. But after that Schoharie crash, the governor told reporters that the federal government has the primary responsibility for regulating limousines and buses. So there's all kinds of bills that are being looked at. Assemblywoman Amy Paulin of Westchester County has introduced some measures, and they're trying to decide whether it should be regulations or laws, and it's getting close attention in the state legislature.
Well, this is never a good story when you read the rare and still mysterious condition causes polio-like paralysis, most commonly confirmed in children, and apparently, what is it called, has arrived in New York State?
Yeah, New York State health officials are saying that the acute flaccid myelitis, this mysterious but rare illness that causes the polio-like symptoms, has perhaps come up in four different cases around New York State. They're citing patient confidentiality laws, not saying where exactly these cases are across New York, but the Associated Press reported last week there was a suspected case in the Buffalo area, and none of these cases have been confirmed. Nationwide, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been able to confirm 62 cases of acute flaccid myelitis in 22 states so far out of 155 suspected cases across the country. The CDC said it began to receive increased reports of the suspected cases around August and September, and that local and state health departments are still investigating some of these. The affliction is a rare but serious condition. It affects a person's nervous system, specifically the gray matter of the spinal cord. It causes weakness in the arms and legs, and in some cases, patients recover quickly. In others, they experience some kinds of paralysis requiring ongoing care. And while the cause remains elusive, health officials are reminding people to practice regular disease prevention steps, such as staying up to date on vaccines, washing your hands, and protecting yourself from mosquito bites.
Finally, Mike, I see the issue of legislative pay raises is on the docket again.
Yeah, David Lombardo of our Capitol Bureau is reporting that a week after Election Day, the committee that may grant pay raises to New York's lawmakers and statewide elected officials has scheduled its long-awaited first public meeting. The five-member compensation committee was created by the state legislature and Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to set new levels of compensation, non-salary benefits, and cost of living increases for the elected state officials as well as the heads of departments across New York State. The committee is required to hold at least one public hearing but has delayed doing so. State legislators receive a base annual pay of $79,500. The Attorney General and the Comptroller are paid $151,500, and the department heads collect between $91,000 and $136,000. The last increase for state legislators went into effect in 1999 when their leadership stipends were also bumped up. The governor's salary of $179,000 is set by the legislature and is outside the jurisdiction of this new committee. In determining whether salary increases are warranted, the committee is considering economic climate, inflation, salaries for elected officials in other states, job performance, and other factors. Any recommendations will carry the weight of law, and the state legislature would need to return in special session to circumvent the panel's decisions. A meeting of the committee was scheduled for July, but it was canceled. So now, after Election Day, it looks like they'll get down to business.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. For more, head to timesunion.com, and there's more of our conversation online at WAMC.org.
Thank you, David.